put your name up there for anybody that doesn't know you, even though they've seen you around everywhere. He plays this weird little music beforehand. Okay. You already got it.
We're rolling.
See, he slips it in there because he knows I hate it, and then I get to look at him and make fun of it.
Well, I've had to look at myself on that TV for
I hope about that you sit there and keep looking, because you'll be sitting there just going, do I look okay? Do I look
okay?
Yeah,
no, no. Well, I never look okay, so I don't have to worry about that.
All right, you've got Shop with the Cop coming up.
Yes, December 14th.
What is Shop with the Cop?
All right, so me and Matt Schlosser, who is one of our reserve officers now, and he works for the co-op, we started it, this will be our 11th year, and basically we have kids picked for us in the community that are in need and that maybe not won't get a Christmas, and we take them to Chick-fil-A, and then we run to Walmart. They're one-on-one with an officer. We stick a child with a police officer. They take them shopping. We spend, depending on how much we raise. You know, it used to be we spent $250, $300. Well, you know, that doesn't get you very far anymore. Now we're spending $500, $600, $700 on these kids sometimes, depending on how much money we raise. And they get, like, a good positive experience with the police officer. You know, a lot of these kids, you know, now Brooks Place chooses a lot of them, you know, the Child Advocacy Center.
Okay. That's going to be my question, is how does that process start?
We used the schools for a while, and we just decided to go a different route with it. You know, Brooks Place, first of all, it just doesn't cover the city. It covers the city and the county.
Yep.
And a lot of these kids have had negative experiences with police officers. I mean, you know, a lot of them are victims of physical or sexual abuse. Mm. I mean, let's face it. So we let them choose a majority, but then I have people start coming to me in June wanting to get their kids involved. You know, I have a father right now, he's on dialysis, can't work, told his mom, he's like, you know, I feel like much of a dad if I can't provide a Christmas for my kids. So, man, I'm immediately like, yeah, let's take them on. So we've got 12 lined up right now, and so we cut off right there until we raise more money, and then depending on how much money we raise, we'll add more on. But it's just a good experience, a good police officer child experience. You know, we don't let the parents come.
Do the kids ever get like real picky?
We had nine kids from Micronesia.
Huh?
They lived here.
Really?
And they're from Micronesia, and they were just used to not having anything.
Oh, so anything's
and
good.
We took every one of them one year, and man, we were just like, just put it in the cart, because they were like, pick stuff up and they just put it back down.
Oh,
they were just,
yeah.
And we're like running out of time. We're like, you know, you've only spent $200. You have $400. And so we were just helping them throw stuff in the cart so they would take stuff home. But they were used to just not having that stuff, and they didn't need it.
That's great.
So, you know, they're very grateful though.
What's the ages?
All right. So if we take one kid, and he has two siblings, we're going to take them all. The thing is, if they're in a car seat, we don't let them come in and actually shop with us. We don't want to transport them, because the kids get to ride with the police officer to the store.
Yep.
We don't want to transport, just for liability reasons. But we will let the mom or father or whoever make a list of stuff that they need or want, and we'll buy for them and then give it to them so they can give it to them. So anywhere from, you know, school, kindergarten, all the way up through, we've had high schoolers before. And
really?
Oh, yeah. A lot of the high schoolers, sometimes, you know, they don't want to go to Walmart. Sometimes, you know, especially if you have a girl, they want to go to Belk and get some clothes or something. So, you know, we'll get one of our wives and our daughters to say, hey, run down to Belk and just, you know, go buy her some clothes, or, you know, take her to TJ Maxx and let her buy her some stuff. And same with boys. They'll be like, you know, can I go to Hibbett's and get some nice tennis shoes? And so we'll take them over to him, but give them some nice tennis shoes.
So it's not predetermined. It's not just you have to go to this store. I mean, it's, you get free for all.
We use Walmart South. David Roberts, the manager at Walmart South, man, he has been good as gold to us. Anytime we need something, he's been right on the spot. And so we do use Walmart South, but if a kid wants something that they don't have, we'll go get
you
it
go
for
somewhere
him.
Else.
Yeah, we'll go get it for him.
You shop online?
We will if we have to.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll do whatever we need, you know, as long as we stay within our budget. Now, listen, every year, I can count on two or three guys, they're going to spend $100 more than they were supposed to spend.
What do you mean? Like in the moment, they just start that heart starts.
Yeah. That heart. And I know one guy told me, you know, last year he said he just paid the difference. And I'm like, don't do that, you know. And which I did. I went over last year by I don't know $100 and something. I just had to go deposit the money in the account myself.
You can't help it, can you?
But you know, we had a mom last year. She gets her grandkids on a safety plan. Well, if anybody's familiar with a safety plan, that means they were taken from their parents from DHR and placed in somebody's house. Well, you don't get any money for that. And this, she's an old lady. She's on a fixed income. Now she's got three kids to take care of. And she's like, I was like, hey, is there something you need? And she's like, well, I could use this, and we could use some hygiene products and some groceries. And man, we loaded her car full of stuff. And that's what ended up putting us over, but it was well worth it.
That's one of those you don't mind spending a couple hundred extra.
Hey, I'm telling you, this is the easiest money I raise every year.
Sure.
I mean, people.
Sure, that's a good
call. And every bit of it stays in Coleman. We don't go outside of Coleman County.
Good.
Yeah.
It's one of those you hear shop with a cop, you think, oh, that's a pretty good idea. But if people got to go and see these kids' faces that don't have a whole lot of anything, actually get to go pick out what they want for Christmas, I mean, that's got to be something that'll pull at your heartstrings quickly.
Oh, man, it does. It does. And you feel bad, like, you know, you have kids wearing hand-me-down clothes that are way too big for them. And we do. We make them buy, like, $50, $60 worth of clothes, too.
Kind of necessity stuff. Yeah. Socks, underwear.
You have to buy some clothes. And the parents, a lot of times, because we haven't filled out these forms, a lot of times they're like, hey, they need a jacket, or they need some pants, or they need, and so we're like, hey, your mom says you need this, so you have to get this. So, but you know, it's funny because, you know, my kid, I make my kids go every year, and, you know, my kids are so spoiled.
Right.
They don't know anything. So we have this little girl, and they're talking to her, and they're like, have you seen this movie? She's like, well, no, I've never really been to the movies. And when my son, he goes, well, it's on Peacock, too. You can watch it on Peacock. And I'm like, son, if she's not going to the movies, if she can't afford to go, you know they're not paying for a subscription. Do you not understand that? And he goes, oh, I didn't think about that. And I'm like, yes, because y'all are spoiled. But it's good for him to see that. You know, my dad started me doing this when I was just a kid, you know, up in Michigan. So that's kind of where that's where he kind of guided me toward doing all this kind of stuff.
And you saying that, we don't realize just little things like going to the movies. Little things that people just a lot of times don't have the ability to do. And then when you hear that, it just kind of sets you back and you think, you know, we can do a lot more to help other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And y'all do a wonderful job. I mean, you don't just do Shop with a Cop. The Trunk or Treats, you just had it.
About 4,000 or 5,000 people. I said, in fact, you know, if that thing ends at 8 o'clock, our last Trunk or Treater coming through at 9:10. 66,000 pieces of candy we're giving out.
That's a lot.
I mean, look, and I'm a nervous wreck the whole time. I'm thinking, we're gonna run out of candy. Everybody's like, get away from the candy, go in there and take a break. Because I get, you know, because I'm thinking, this thing fails, it's on me. You know, the golf tournament, I was running around like crazy, and David said to me, he's like, hey man, chill out, it's fine, it's going great. And I'm like, is it? Because it doesn't seem like it, but everybody's like, no, it's fantastic.
Because you get to hear all the problems. Everybody else is having a great time. You're the only one that knows that things might not be going how you want them to go.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if it fails, hey, it's Adam's fault. So
yeah. Do you tell them, hey, it's going, we're going to blame you anyway.
That's
so
don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know.
It's going good because of all that anxiety you have, right?
I guess, yeah.
All right, go back to Shop with a Cop. Anybody that's watching, how can they donate?
They can mail a check to the Coleman Police Department, 601 2nd Avenue Northeast, Coleman, 35055. Or they can come by the police department anytime between 8 and 4 and donate. Or they can go probably to Premier Bank and just tell them they want to deposit the money in the Coleman PD Shop with a Cop account.
And you don't care what they deposit. There's no minimum,
maximum. $5. $2, whatever. You know, I just had somebody write us a check for $50. Man, we'll take anything we can get. Yeah. And because, like I said, more money I raise, you know, I can start adding kids. You know, the hardest thing when we first started doing this was having to tell people no. You know, I'm sorry, I just can't take on anymore. You know, now it's getting easier because, you know, like I said, I'll start getting hit up in June. People will call on December 10th and say, hey, I need to get my kid in a Shop with a Cop. I'm like, it's in 4 days. I'm sorry, buddy. You can't wait till December 10th to try to get your kid into a program that happened in 4 days.
How much planning do you do for it?
Well, I tell you, because of Rock the South and Trunk or Treat and all that stuff's back to back to back, I don't start until the day after Trunk or Treat is when I start Shop with a Cop. In fact, the day after Trunk or Treat, I made my first phone call. Garrison Gives Hope is great every year. They're Johnny on the spot. And that was my first phone call. She said, I've been waiting on your phone call. I said, well, I had to get through Trunk or Treat first because, you know, it's a long process in itself. And, you know, Rock the South, we're ordering, doing food orders and planning for 3 months, 4 months.
Rock the South. Now, for all those that don't know, this is what you do. You put together all of this stuff. What's your official title?
I'm the community relations officer.
So you are the PR guy, period.
Yeah, I'm the PR guy, yeah. Public relations officer, community relations officer, yeah.
If the police department has anything in the community, you're heading it up.
Yeah, or, as I tell everybody, in-house chef and party planner.
In-house chef.
Because I cook all the meals, you know, I plan all
You're at the grill and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We cook, you know, 1,000 meals for Rock South.
You've been pretty quiet, by the way.
Been trying to, I'm interested. This is good stuff.
Are you still ill?
I'm a little bit ill.
Well,
it's rainy.
Pep up.
All right.
We're having a great conversation.
Somebody would have brought me coffee today.
I got a little bit left in this cup if you want some.
What flavor is that?
Oh, man, I'm a bland drinker. Black coffee, unsweet tea, and water. That's all I drink.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Black coffee is the way to go, even though the last time I came in here, I had some frou-frou for
thing. I don't like the frou-frou.
Delicious.
It was, what was it? What'd you call it? A peppermint, caramel, chocolate, white chocolate,
I've never
vanilla.
Had anything peppermint in my life. See, now this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You embellish things just because you're ill. I'll take it out on us. Ah. You know, you should be a joy, a ray of sunshine
I am.
Like myself.
That's what I'm bringing into this is just pure joy.
People are going to sit there and look and go, why joy. Is he just sitting there scowling the whole time? Sorry, Adam. I'm sorry that you have to deal with this.
Man, well, no, I was dealing with it 10 minutes before you got here.
I see.
<you
know? laughs>
he was doing pretty good with it, though. He's a nice, polite guy.
Oh, so, excuse me.
My daughter said when I retire, she goes, let's open a food truck. I'm like, I wouldn't want to retire and do more work than
more
I'm doing
work.
Now. I mean,
people don't realize how much work goes into
that. Plus food trucks, you're working at all hours of the night when I want to be at home in the bed. I'm like an old man. I go to bed 8:30, 9 o'clock every night.
And it's one of those, if you're not there, it's not making money.
Oh, you're right.
And it's,
yeah, you can't sit idle.
No. And it's one of those, you can't just send someone else out to do it because your quality is not going to be there.
Oh,
they don't
you're
care
right.
near as much mm-hmm. as you do. You've got to be there for it to be successful. And that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
And it's based on volume. It's not like you're making a fortune every time you hand out a plate.
You're correct.
I feel like you would run a good food truck. Like, what would you serve if you had one?
I would run a phenomenal food
truck,
what
but would
I just
you,
don't want to do.
What would you serve? What would be your thing?
Depends, man. Hey, I might have a different menu every day of the week. Let's spice it up.
Philly cheesesteak?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That, you have to, a good smash burger.
You got to shave your own ribeye, though, if you're going to do Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you got to
shave
your
own. No, you don't buy this.
Steakums.
No. Have you ever had a real homemade Philly cheesesteak?
No.
Where you slice the ribeye just as thin as you can possibly get it?
No. Is it good?
Yes.
Well, next time you're cooking, you just let me know.
Get that whole ribeye nice and cold, but throw it in the freezer if you got to, and it, man,
slice
that thing
it
just
up.
Slice it.
You do them too, Adam?
Do what?
You do those too? The Philly cheese?
Well, yeah. I do all the cooking in my house.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually went to culinary school for a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah,
did you really?
I did. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, while I was working at the police department and driving to Birmingham every day and going to culinary school.
All right, now we're getting on something I want to talk. All right. Did you get in there long where they really start telling you about flavors blending well with each other? And
yeah, I tell you, the first three or four months, oh my gosh, it's the worst.
You cut
vegetables and
you're chopping
you
onions
cut
all day.
And cut and cut and cut.
Are they
and
honing
cut
your
every
knife
day.
Skills or are they
yeah,
trying to weed you
your
out?
Your knife skills, your all your different cuts, your juliennes, your dices, your tornado potatoes, and that you cut and cut and cut and cut. And then you learn all the mother sauces. And then.
What's that?
Is it like.
You have bechamels.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Did you just hear this?
Did you say bechamel?
No. Yes. Yes. That's what I said.
Now, what did you say?
That is what
no,
I what'd
you,
said.
No, what did you say? I got to know what he said.
You. See, we don't have on the headphones, so you can get by with that crap, but I'm sitting close enough to you.
Just slip it in there.
Look, we are a very, very mature show.
Okay, we're going to cut back on... I might have crossed the line there, Adam.
Anyways, there's like seven mothers, so I can't even remember all of them. Now, I'm really good at chicken nuggets and french fries now. Yeah. I've had all my kids and grandkids. And
well, that's good to see that your culinary experience really paid off.
Downhill, yeah.
How far did you make it? Did you say 2 years?
Yeah, I went two years, and then I got hired on full-time on the road. And so I left, and my dad was like, I'm fourth-generation police officer, and he did not want me to be a police officer.
Oh, he didn't. He was against it.
No. When I got the job at the jail, he was like,
"Did y'all fight about it, or was he just?"
No, he didn't. We didn't fight about it. I mean, he accepted, and he's proud of me now. But he wanted me as far away from it as he could be. So
hold on, I want to go back to the jail, but I'm not done with you in this culinary experience.
Okay,
did you want to be a chef?
I did. I really wanted to be a chef.
Yeah. Did you want to be a chef somewhere, or do you want to start your own restaurant?
Well, you kind of got to be a chef somewhere before you start your own restaurant. You really need, I tell you, really the best thing is to apprentice under somebody more than go to culinary school. It's just to go work in a restaurant, start as a peon and work your way up and apprentice under like a good, Michelin star chef. That's the way to go.
But is that, are kitchens like you see on the movies, are they as nasty, not as vulgar as what they appear to be?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. Everybody has a bad mouth. Are you talking about the mouths on people?
Hollering, yelling at each other.
Everybody down, throwing stuff.
Well, no, not everybody's like that, especially if you have a good cohesive group that works together good and that are very good chefs. It's not like that. And I don't. Yeah, I think Gordon Ramsay puts on a big show a lot of times.
You think it's a show? It's not that bad.
I think it's a big show.
He's a charitable guy. If you watch any videos of him, he seems like a genuinely good person.
Even though he
cusses like a sailor and...
It's all for show,
just
right?
Short of punching people in the face in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So that's not what's going on in the food truck with y'all?
we have to.
Are you the chef or are you the sous chef?
Well, I'm a little bit of both. We take turns. We rotate. Like, hey, it's your turn on the grill. Because, man, that grill gets hot, when somebody gets turned over here by the air conditioners. And then
wait a minute. We didn't imagine. What are you cooking?
First day they get we make these Japanese barbecue sauce, grilled chicken sandwiches, and then the next day they come in, they just get like hamburgers and hot dogs and chips, and then for dinner they get like grilled chicken, green beans with bacon, Cajun boiled potatoes, rolls.
It's not just a hamburger, hot dog.
No. Next day they come in, they get ribeye steak sandwiches.
Ooh.
And then that evening they get barbecue, ribs, potato salad, beans.
How are you cooking ribs in that?
Well, we have smokers too.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So y'all got a whole operation.
Man, we got it down. Well, every year we try to add another piece of equipment. So
are you doing dry rub ribs or are you doing sauce on the ribs?
So we do Chuck Schickel did them this year. He and we just kind of handed them out sporadically. They weren't like for a full meal, but he did a dry rub and he put spicy teriyaki on them, glaze on them.
Spicy teriyaki.
Oh man, it's great. Kinder's makes it.
Kinder's has some good sauces.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Their spicy teriyaki is great.
I don't
on ribs.
Guess I've ever even seen it.
Man, it gets it's sugary, so it caramelizes real good on them ribs. Oh man,
Jacob, do you smoke stuff? Do you smoke meats?
Oh yeah, I'm not good at smoking stuff.
Really?
I'm not the
you
best.
You do is stick it in there and wait.
That's not. See,
that's all.
Yeah,
that's
nah,
all
yeah.
He's one of those. Everybody can do.
Have you ever smoked anything?
Oh yeah, yeah. You put it in.
Yeah.
Flavor it. Put it in, and you wait.
What's
right?
That show on Netflix? It's the barbecue
King or something. What is that?
It's the one where they have that competition.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know. I can't watch anything now. My wife watches stupid Christmas movies all the time. I just watch.
Oh. You've been watching Hot Frosty. Have y'all seen that one?
No, I watch football on my phone.
I don't know what you've been watching, but we don't watch that.
Some new Netflix movie where the snowman turns into like some kind of male model looking
Oh, really? Tell us more about the show you've been watching.
I haven't seen it.
I've never seen these Mount Hottest snowmen.
I've never seen it, even though I can tell you who's the snowman.
I feel like it's going to be, we're going to be watching it soon. So
I don't feel like I'll be watching it.
Yeah, I don't know who this Wii stuff is.
Yeah, my wife, she'll get that remote, and we'll be watching it.
I stick my AirPods in and turn on sports, some kind of sporting event or something on my phone.
Yeah.
So we're talking Hallmark Christmas movies.
Her and my daughter, that they love. I got this brand new TV. I bet I've watched that thing one time because they watch Christmas movies nonstop.
Like, we're talking in the summertime?
Oh, man. They start in like June or July.
What? No way.
Yeah, because they have Christmas in July. Oh, but they watch them all the time.
Huh. Oh, man.
Oh, it drives me insane.
Are any of them any good?
They're all the same.
Okay.
Somebody's liking them.
I left one.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's sitting there telling you that they watch them all the time.
Look, I left for an hour one day. I come back, and it was like the end of the movie. I said, let me guess, them two got together, right? She said, shut up. And I was like, well, that's what happens in every movie.
There is one of them I'd just like for the guy about, I'm good, and just walk away.
Yeah, no, I really don't like you. I'm leaving.
Destroy everyone's feelings.
Yeah.
Say the guy could be the girl. I'm sorry if that
turn into a murder mystery or something, yeah.
It's not about the details. It's about the journey, right? You know what's going to happen.
What?
Yeah, you know what's going to happen.
It's not about the details. It's about the journey. Is that?
In other words, you know the plot.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's not just about the details. It's about the journey. Is that not the same thing?
It's about.
Aren't the details part of the journey?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to help.
We're
going to
have to work
analogies.
On this. Hold on, let's step back.
Let's just say all the movies are pretty much end up the same, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I mean, though.
Yeah.
The details are different.
Than what, the journey?
The journey's the same.
All right, you're putting me in a bad mood.
The problem with me is I'll ask her to put on a regular movie. I'm like, can we watch a regular movie? And she'll put it on and I'll fall asleep. And she's like, that's why.
You lose all your credibility.
I'll
fall asleep and she'll just turn back to a Christmas movie.
All right, if she says, all right, we'll watch what you want to watch, what are you watching?
I like, you remember to Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
Well, he has a new channel called True Blue.
You're taking your work home with you at this point, right?
He does more of that stuff. In fact, he did some here in Blount County.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk to a guy here in a little bit that is the one that got him in here to do it.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I was going to save that for you till, but that's...
I love watching that kind of stuff. I like crime, mystery dramas, but I like series. Blacklist, man. I love Blacklist.
I got to Blacklist, and I'm not, in case anybody hasn't seen it, when he started losing things, I lost interest.
Yeah.
I mean, he's supposed to be the guy, and right. I don't like stuff being taken away. That's
yeah,
just that.
Yeah.
You ever seen Blacklist?
I haven't.
It's what's that
James
guy's
Spader?
Name? Yes, James Spader. James Spader. Did you ever see Boston Legal? No. Remember that
I've
show?
I've never seen Boston Legal.
Oh, that's a great show. It's him and the Star Trek guy, William Shatner.
Hmm. Yeah, he played in The Office for a season or two.
Yeah, I remember that.
He took.
Yeah, he had long hair or something back then. Yeah.
You know, it's one show I've never gotten into is The Office.
Oh my gosh, I watched it like season start to finish. Like
you've seen them
four
all
or five
you've
times.
Seen it.
Oh yeah, that and Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Rec.
I want to watch Parks and Recreation because of Ron Swanson.
Oh man, he's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
a good character.
I've never watched an episode of Parks and Recreation.
Not
but I've seen
one?
Clips of him.
Huh. Dang.
Do you watch them?
I've seen them. We know 20 years ago when they came out. I can't believe you hadn't seen any.
I've rewatched that two or three times, too.
Dude, I immerse myself in novels. reading, educating myself. All right, what about a movie?
Anything that... Not too vulgar. Yeah, I don't, you know, I got little kids at home still, so I make them come down there with me. But I like suspense kind of stuff. And I like a good comedy.
Oh, I do like a good comedy.
Yeah,
the bad thing is good comedies are so vulgar you can't watch them with
sometimes. I don't like rom-coms, you know. I don't like these dramas. I like...
Are we talking comedy like back in the day, Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff, man.
Oh, man. Now, that's a good
Friday,
classic go-to.
I love Friday.
See, Friday I never got into.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. The Rush Hour movies.
The Rush Hour movies are great.
Yeah. The Rush Hour movies are underrated.
They are underrated. Chris Tucker was underrated, and how is he kind
of... What happened? Didn't he have some kind of issue
that made
him fall out?
No, I don't know that this is true, but I heard that he refused to curse anymore in movies. All the roles they gave him because
Chris
of his
Tucker,
kids.
The guy that
because of him. All of his kids. I heard that. And so he just kind of quit doing some of the bigger...
Oh, fire truck.
Yeah, movies.
You never know what you're going to get around here. We've got live action. Had the lady walk by earlier. You didn't say anything about the lady.
No, I didn't see her.
Oh, yeah, that's great. With the windows being open, man, there's sometimes people just stop by. Can you see in here?
No, probably not. And it's usually they have a sign like, I love Jacob or something.
That's what I was about to say. This needs to be more like Good Morning America where many fans could be sitting.
Maybe we need to put
like
a little gate out there and we'll go there. And
I'll sign autographs afterwards.
Yeah.
I try to be.
What was that MTV show where they did that? Do you remember that? Total Request Live or something?
TRL?
Yeah,
TRL,
that's it. Yeah, yeah. And they'd be out there with the signs.
Carson Daly?
You know? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, man. That's back in our day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just told you that we're old, man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You just kind of gave that away.
Yeah. Nobody's fooled.
I'm not fooling anybody, Adam.
I know everybody thinks that I'm 23, but...
Look, I'm telling you, I'm the old man at the department. When I started there, I thought, I'll never be that guy. Now I'm the old man.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
How long have you been there?
January, it'll be 27 years.
Really?
I started there. Yeah, I started January of 1998. I moved down here from Michigan in December of 97. I started at the police department in January of 98 and in the jail. Back when we had a jail at the city.
All right, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm glad you said that. So you started at the city jail.
I did.
Boy, that's how long has the city jail been? When did they move it in with the county?
Well over a decade ago.
Did you go?
I guess
that?
It was when they built the. Whenever
they built that, they got rid of ours.
Well, that's been 20 years ago.
It may have been a long time. It may have been.
Do you remember the city jail?
I think we did a little tour, if I remember right.
We only held like 25 inmates.
Yeah, we'd go in and look around. I remember going in there.
Okay, so. The backside of City Hall.
Yep.
If you're looking at the backside of City Hall on the right, there used to be a fence right there and had barbed wire over it, and that's where we'd let them outside that back door.
Yeah, I remember.
There used to
that.
Be a steel back door back there, and then the police department was here right next to it. And now that's the accounting offices and stuff, and then fire department's right next to that.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in the what I'm gonna say new building over by Depot Park?
Man, I'm terrible. I think was it built in 2008?
Is it that old?
That seems like a long time ago.
Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong.
No. I'm surprised too.
That's
yeah.
16 years ago.
Okay, well, maybe it's not been that long ago.
No, maybe. Maybe.
I don't know.
If you told me any date,
because,
I would believe it.
We went from City Hall into like the old post office where the Board of Education is now. We went there for a while upstairs, and that was...
I remember that.
That was when I first went on the road. We were up there, and then
were you upstairs? Who was downstairs?
Downstairs was part of the school, on the other side.
Huh.
So we had like you walked in. We had like a receptionist down there, and then upstairs was the police department.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. And then you went from there to the new building.
To the new building.
I say new, however old it is.
Well,
the
left side is new. The investigation side is the old building.
Do you miss getting to arrest people?
No, actually, I actually arrested somebody just a few years ago at Publix. I got into it with him in the parking lot, man. What do you mean?
I was off duty.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Were you off duty?
I already had my badge tucked in, and you know, I had my shirt untucked, covering my gun. I was like, I'm done for the day, and I went in there to get some groceries.
Yeah.
And I heard this guy walking through, and he was like talking out of his head, and I seen the manager following him, and. Some lady there knew me. She's like, Adam, this guy here, he's screaming and cussing at people outside. So I went out there, and I called you. I said, hey, you just sent me a marked unit over here. You know, I drive a pickup truck. And I was like, send me a marked unit over here. I said, I think we're going to have some problems out of this guy. And I'm talking to him. Meantime, he's screaming and cussing and hollering at me.
Just randomly.
And so my handcuffs now are not on me. They're in my car on my... Council. So I'm going to my car to get my handcuff. I got all these groceries in my hand. And when he goes there, he comes out of the parking lot and he goes, let's go, mother.
No, he didn't.
And so I was like,
he was ready.
All right. And I just threw my groceries down and then we went at it. And then Joey come up there and Joey come up there and we got him and got him in hand, and I held him there until Joey got there and we got him in handcuffs.
So you took him down.
Took him, took him to jail. Down. Yeah. Well, I was holding him against the wall and people were filming it and calling it as an altercation. And
did he know you were a police officer?
Yeah, I took my badge out and said, "Hey, Coleman, please." He's like, "I don't give a."
That okay. didn't matter. Yeah. He didn't care.
He was, you know, we have a huge mental health crisis.
Has it gotten worse, mental health?
Yeah, it is. Because, well, there's not a lot of help out there. There's no place to really go to send him, you know. And you know, we have some good counseling services in town, but it's just becoming a bigger issue nationwide.
What, starting next year, what's the first thing you got coming up?
Let's see. January we'll try to take off, just because, you know, after that it's going to get busy. February we'll start. We'll try to do another coffee with a cop, and basically coffee with a cop is exactly what it sounds like. You know, we usually get with a coffee shop or a business or something and advertise it. Come in there. The only thing we ask is whatever business hosts it, they just supply the coffee, and people just come in there and there's no agenda. They just, we'll have officers in there. They can just sit down, talk to them, ask them any questions if they want to ask them, and drink a cup of coffee. And we're going to try to start doing two of those a year. We did one this past year. I believe it or not, our biggest one we ever had was at a dentist office. We advertised for that thing, and we had it. And there was 40, 50 people showed up to that thing.
At the dentist's office.
And on a Saturday when they're closed. But, like, the whole neighborhood, like, come over there and sat there and drank coffee with us. And just, we had a great time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'd love, if not trying to put you on the spot, but you're more welcome to have one at the bank.
Heck, yeah. We'll do one. And you give me the date sometime in February.
And I'll do you one better than coffee. I'll have you popcorn, too.
Okay. Well, that's my downfall, man. That's my death row meal.
I got a question, though. Is there a limit, like a certain amount of business you have to do before? Like, sometimes my kids are like, they're coming out double fisting drinks and they, you know, wanting popsicles and all this. I'm like, well, I didn't really do anything at the bank today. Like, do you have to screen?
You'd be surprised how many people come into the bank daily to get a cup of coffee and a bag of popcorn, and they'll walk in,
not
get a
cup of coffee,
get a bag, wave at everybody and leave. Which is fine. That's what it's there for. I'm not complaining one bit. That's what I want them to do.
That.
No, I don't want you to do it.
I keep wondering, like, man, I bet I can't imagine, but I just imagine Paul or somebody there, like, you got somebody watching, like, okay, are they at least putting a deposit in or something, you know, before?
Yeah. Paul's the popcorn monitor.
Hey, every once in a while, I'll stop at the theater, and I just park, run in there, grab me a large popcorn, take it home.
Really?
Oh, man.
Extra butter?
Yeah. This is what I tell them.
Yeah.
I want butter in the middle.
Ooh, yeah.
Layering that.
And then I want you to put it.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think you put enough butter on there,
give me another.
Put some more.
You don't say that. Yeah. Do you say that to
them? I said, just when you think you've put enough,
when you think,
put more on there.
Oh, yeah. And I hate to be rude, but they'll hand you the bag. It's like, I'm sorry, I asked for butter.
Stingy.
I didn't ask for just
a little. They're stingy with the butter.
Yes. Used to not be.
Listen, I noticed this in Michigan. When we go up there and we go to the movies, number one, it's cheaper to go to the movies up there.
Why?
I don't know. And your butter and everything is all self-service,
man. That was 30 years ago. Of course it was cheaper.
No. Like, I go now.
Oh.
I go now. Like, their butter is self-service. You go over and you put your own butter on, man.
Really?
Like, yeah. Fill my bag up halfway. Yeah. And then you go over to the butter machine. Yeah. You put it on there. And then you take it back. They'll fill it back up. Oh, that's great.
I laugh every time I walk up and say, I want a Coke and give me I'll usually get peanut M&Ms. And then I want some popcorn. What size, sir? I said, look at me. Do you think that I need a small? So give me that big bag and put a bunch of butter on it.
See, I'm a cheapo. We'll go to the Dollar Tree, and I make the kids get candy there.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to take your own candy.
Yeah. I know. And then I bring gallon-sized Ziploc bags, and I put them in my wife's purse, and I get a large popcorn, and we pour it in the bags. I go back there and refill that thing for free. And
You're tight wad.
I am a tight wad, man.
Oh, I haven't heard that. That's good.
No,
there's something about going to the movies where you have the bag of popcorn, either that or the bucket. I'm okay with the bucket, but the box candy. I like the box candy.
You like it in the box?
The movies.
Yeah,
you know, it's loud, but it's no louder than a crinkly bag.
Yeah,
you can get box candy at Dollar Tree. It's $1.25.
All right, one more thing, and we'll let you go. Talking about public speaking, you do a lot of it. Do you enjoy it? Let me start it this way. The thing that I hate, except I don't pray in public. I can't tell you why.
Man, I'm the worst. I can't do it.
Call me out of a crowd and say, I need you to speak on this subject, may not know what it is, and I don't mind that a bit. But if you call me to pray, I will say no. And
so
I will just turn somebody. I can't tell you why. I just can't do it, and I don't know. It's just a mental block.
No, they asked me to do it at the council meeting last month or the month before, and I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, it's important to pray, but for me, I don't know. For some reason, I think I sound like an idiot when I'm praying out in public. I'll bring our chaplain coordinator with me to every council meeting if we have to, and let him do our prayer. But
I can pray in private. I can pray with my family before we eat, those kind of things. But I don't know why.
I don't know either.
It's just what you said. It's something about it. I don't feel like I'm saying what I should.
Right. People are thinking like, what's this guy really?
Well, because I just, when I pray, I'm not going into the old English to speak.
I would like to hear that, actually. Yeah. The King James
Chief
version.
Chief Duncan did it recently. And man, his was short and sweet. He got it done with it.
And there is nothing wrong with that.
It was great.
There's nothing that gets me more frustrated when you'll have some that'll pray and want to basically do a sermon with their prayer.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Just let's pray, say what you got to say, and get done. Thank the Lord. Let's move on. Something else I hate is I hate introducing myself in public. If you have to stand up
and
say your name and what you do, I hate that.
What if you have to wait till you're going around the room? Like, I hate there's 30 that. People.
Oh,
yeah.
If we do that, I like to be one of the first one or two.
Yeah,
to go.
Yeah. You want to be the first.
Yeah. First. I tell you what. You come to the next Secret Service. You know, they put on these every quarter. They have Secret Service things. Big meetings down in Birmingham. Bankers are allowed to come. They talk about different fraud cases and stuff. They have education classes. And there may be 75 people there. Everybody in the room gets up there and introduces themselves and says if they have anything. You can just come to the next one with us. Yeah.
Oh,
we'll buy you lunch.
It won't be worth it to have to sit there and say, you'll have to wait.
Hey, you learned some good information down there, though, man. Them guys are smart.
I bet.
Secret Service works so well with us, man. They really do.
I'd be more comfortable if you said, hey, you got to give a presentation. Okay, I can do that. Then have to get up there and say who you are and what I can't stand that. Oh, at all these banking schools I used to go to, you'd have to stand up and say what you did.
What are you thinking when it's like your way? Are you even hearing what anybody else is saying? If you're number 10 in line, what are you doing at that time? Are you just standing there? Adam, what do you do? Are you like, What's going on in your brain?
Yeah,
at
I'm
that
thinking
point?
Like, you know, do I? How far do I go into this? Do I tell them, you know, I have three kids and or four kids?
You're like coming up with your story.
Or do I just kind of give them the Cliff Notes version and sit back down?
Yeah,
I hate it because a lot of these things that I went to, the last one I went, I'd been made president, and they'd go around the room and I was the only president of a bank there, and it was awkward. Because as soon as it came out of my mouth, you saw him turn and go, why are you here? And it's like, I need to learn just like everybody else in here. It's just a title that I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't like those things. Anyway.
I don't trust anybody that does like that. You know, if you're
somebody
one of these,
that comes
it's
up
like,
and tells me
I can't wait
who
to.
They are and what they do and their title.
You don't trust them, do you?
I
straight
most
away,
don't like them, period.
It's a strike.
Oh, it's strike three.
If it's a small, intimate room, I'm okay.
Yeah.
If there's only like, six or seven of us in a little class or something, I can do it. But if it's like, there's like 25 people.
25.
There, and you're like, oh, God.
And you're number 20.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're like, first of all, everybody has a better life than me and they make more money than me.
That's what you're thinking. Yeah. That's what's
no.
There's all kind of stuff that you think through that.
Start comparing yourself.
Man, yeah. Okay.
This guy.
This guy's an engineer.
Oh, yeah. Crap. I'm going to make something up.
Unless they make you tell if they say, tell us your name and what you do. I'm a banker. I'm Jacob Mullins. I'm a banker from Coleman. If you can get by with that, I'm okay. If they make you expound on it, that's when I'm just, ugh.
What was it in the office that Michael Scott says, says Ryan always said when you go to the bar, you know, you meet a girl, tell them you're in finance, and the girl asks him, he says, what do you do? He said, I'm a bank teller. He's like, Ryan, I told me to tell him I'm in finance. Well,
I'm going to tell you something. A bank teller's a fun job. You get to see.
I was a bank teller in Michigan.
People. Were you really?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
What else did you do in Michigan? You did all kinds of stuff in Michigan.
So I started when I was 15. I started working at, it's called Thrifty Drugs. It was basically like some friends of ours owned it. It was like a little pharmacy, but I stocked like the beer and the liquor and all the drinks, and we sold lottery tickets, and that's kind of what it was.
Sounds like a fun pharmacy.
I did that when I was 15, and then I worked at a flower shop. A friend of ours owned it, and I'd clean up in there, and I'd mow his yard and stuff, and then I got the job at bank. It started as Genesee Bank, and then went to First National Bank of Detroit when I worked there, and then I left there and moved down here.
Now I know why you don't like introducing yourself. You got so many things you could say.
I don't share all that. Banker. I worked at Food World for 3 days and got the job at the police department. Said, okay, I'm done here.
Food World, gosh. I forgot about Food World.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they went through the big renovation. I don't think anybody ever went in it after that. Are you a Wolverine fan?
Man, yeah. Hey, listen. I still tell Joey, hey, man, we're still national champions. Yeah. So somebody wins it this year, we're terrible. We have no quarterback. Oh no, I'm
it's a rough season.
Somebody sold their soul for Michigan football last year. The Lions were good,
right?
Michigan was great. The Lions are fantastic again this year. I mean, I love all Detroit sports.
So you're a Tigers fan?
Oh yeah, I love the Tigers, man.
Detroit.
You know they made the playoffs. They were like. Next to last in August, and they come back.
How'd they do it? They came back, yeah.
Yeah, and then they lost, and I think in the second round of the playoffs.
What's the hockey team?
Red Wings.
Is it the Red Wings?
Yeah, yeah. I actually have a picture of me and one of their old goalies back from the, I guess it would be late 80s, Greg Stephan. I got a big picture of me and him where I'd met him, and he signed Sergei Fedorov and Steve Yzerman and all them when they won all the championships.
Gordie Howe.
He was the most famous. Yeah.
Did you ever play hockey?
Yeah, I've never played like organized hockey, but we played ice hockey, we played roller hockey, we played floor hockey. Yeah, just all friends getting together, and every Sunday, like on Sundays, we go up to this gym and play floor hockey.
That sounds pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have to skate?
No, you're on the gym floor, you're on your feet. Okay. You're just running back and forth. But it gets a little heated sometimes.
Does it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you got them sticks swinging and people running into each other, trying to knock each other down.
Probably not wearing
And they're Yankees,
no
too.
No helmets, so. Huh?
Yankees. Yeah. I guess you can say that.
Yeah, they are. Well, we're a different breed sometimes.
You've been down here long enough. I don't know if you even fall into that.
So, I go up north, everybody thinks I talk like, Southern, but down here, people are like, you still sound like a Yankee.
I don't think so. I really don't hear it. Okay. I never would have known that.
Yeah, yeah. And born and raised, man.
You hear it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I've actually, though.
Because you're wearing the headphones.
That's it.
I've actually been on here now longer than I was up there. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're a carpetbagger.
I think that's got a totally different meaning, brother.
Oh, please. There's a carpetbagger and a scalawag. That was after the Civil War. Scalawag was the ones that went from the south to the north, and the carpetbagger is the ones that went from north to the south.
What they say, like Yankees are like hemorrhoids. If they go down and if they come down and go back up, they're fine. If they come down and stay is when they're a problem, right?
You know what? That is the perfect way to end this interview. Adam, thank you.
Hey, no problem, man. Anytime. I really enjoy this kind
of stuff. Again, tried to keep you 15. We're on an hour and a half now. That's at 30 minutes after I said we were going to quit the last time. But thank you. And we'll get you back here shortly as long as you'll come back and see us.
Man, anytime.
All right, man. We appreciate it. Michael, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.